Terrible news if you drive a BMW. You're the worst driver on the road. That's what they say. According to a new report, BMW drivers are the worst, followed by Ram and Tesla drivers.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to say that every BMW driver that I see is a terrible driver. But what I will say is that the worst BMW driver I know lives on my street. They're a new neighbor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They do like 30 or 40 right down the street, ripping down the road. And it always smells like the devil's lettuce when they drive by, if you know what I'm saying, Anna.
Gross.
Yep.
The best drivers, to play devil's advocate here, is the Chryslers, Cadillacs, and Mercury drivers.
Okay.
I'm sure they're wonderful people, but I want to talk about the Tesla drivers because in my mind, the Tesla drivers are the worst.
Okay.
They are the absolute worst.
All right. All right. Tell me why.
Because their cars do things that other cars don't do. So in my mind, they've completely disregarded everything that they've ever learned about safety and driving because they just believe that their car will do it for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I speak from experience because this happened to me and I'm very bitter because it cost me a lot of money. I had a Tesla driver park over the line next to my car in a parking lot after I had parked. I had parked like a normal person in the lines. They had reversed into the spot so close to me that you could barely get in. So, of course, what does my 7-year-old do? She gets out of karate, she goes to get in, and she hits the car with her door. Now, I'm trying to wedge my body between the two cars so that the door doesn't hit it.
You're still fighting this case.
It's over now.
I was going to say, just talk about the resolution is that there was cameras on the Tesla, and that's why you hate it.
Yes. So the Teslas have cameras, and they're watching you and recording you all the time. So he took that footage of me squeezing my body in between, even though they had parked over the line and not given anything.
I heard that part, yep.
And Dakota and a 7-year-old was trying to squeeze in, and they came after our insurance for a ding in the door that was the size of half a nail, and it was like for $3,600.
Yes, and they paid it.
We had to pay it.
Yeah,
I fought the insurance, and I was like, what? Like, what are you talking? You see me wedging my body in the stupid camera.
I got that part, but that's none of that is about driving.
No, but they can't drive either because they can't drive because, you know, they have excuses for everything. Well, the camera says this. Well, it's got safety precautions to do this. And no, it doesn't. You're making all that up.
Well, here's what I would say is this, is that, listen, even if you drive a car that's incredibly intelligent, whether it be a Tesla or whatever other vehicle you think is super smart, Tesla, you know, they put these SpaceX rockets in space all the time. They don't even seem to blow up anymore, Anna. But it turns out they still have a 0.06 failure rate, all right? Which seems pretty good with everything else, except if you're the person that's standing in front of that car when it runs you over, or in this case, convicts you based on the scrape of the door.
Shouldn't have the magic car told them they were parked over the line like a complete jerk in a parking lot next to a children's karate center.
Wait a minute,
wait a
minute.
They don't even have real door handles, those cars. Like,
they were over the line? I missed that part of the story.
They were over the line.
I'm just kidding.
And they created Cybertrucks. So that alone shows you that there's a problem here.
I'm pretty sure you said it.
I can't stand them.
When the news broke last night, this old song randomly started playing like a soundtrack in my head. Forgiveness, forgiveness,
even if you don't love that's pretty random. Don Henley from like 30 years ago.
I don't know why. Because is he going to forgive him? Is he not going to forgive him?
No.
If you're British, please call. If you're British or English, whatever the differences are, it doesn't matter. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Prince Harry is moving back to England, and he's taking that Meghan Markle with him and the kids.
You know what? To me, I mean, honestly, it just shows a failed... It shows a failed experiment there on their parts.
Yep.
I mean, this allows them to, you know, kind of raise their profile again on that side. Definitely keep talking about themselves as if they're the Duke and Duchess, even though nobody really regards them at that.
Because they had their royal title stripped 6 years ago.
I mean, they still call themselves that, though. I mean, they still walk around calling themselves that.
I mean, I could call myself
the Queen. It's good branding.
If I call myself the Queen and no one else calls me the Queen, am I the Queen?
You know what? That's the thing, though, is like when they left England 6 years ago, everybody was just handing them buckets of money. Mm-hmm. And now when Netflix is like, hey, listen, the shows weren't good.
Right.
You know, everything past the documentary didn't, you know, get the views. The product line has failed, all that stuff. Well, time to go back to jelly old England.
Yes.
Here we go.
So
their kids are set to start in the start in school next month. Like, they're enrolled in the British schools. Like, this is all happening soon. They're leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to remember, Prince Harry, his William and Kate don't like them.
Yes.
That is a lot of drama right there. He did that Oprah special where he threw the whole family under the bus. He wrote that book called Spare where he talked about always just being the extra prince. Like, there is bad blood there.
Yeah, and every single opportunity where they've had, you know, a situation where they could say something nice, especially the first few years, they just would talk ominously.
It was awful.
All the time.
Right.
They really capitalized on that whole angle there. And now, well, enjoy your stay.
Yeah, well, remember, his dad, King Charles, is sick. He has cancer, but the reports are that he's doing very well. So does it have anything to do with that, that he wants to go and make sure that he's close to his father and has a relationship with his father before the end? Maybe.
Well, you want to be kept in the will, right? You want to be kept in the good graces moving forward. If the guy's coming up on 80, whether he's feeling good or not, Anna, it's a good time to saddle up next to him.
To be a fly on that text chain with the four of them, Meghan, Harry, William, and Kate.
I don't think Kate responds. That's the thing is, like, honestly,
she's a classy queen. That's what she is.
I think that she's largely in control, but I think that, you know, the future king, Prince William, he's simmering. It's below the surface. And I always thought I was a Harry guy, and I'm so clearly a William guy
at this point.
And I mean, I never thought I'd have that interest in this.
Yeah.
But
it's so funny because they always say, like, they wanted to move to Hollywood to get away from paparazzi, and they wanted to, all this nonsense.
Right. And then when the paparazzi stopped following them, they're moving back to England so they can get some more of that.
I was about to say, because they know.
And free rent.
The only place that has worse paparazzi than America is England. 100%.
You know, how do you think they feel if they're the landlord of Prince and Harry in California? Because I heard they never paid. So that's what I heard. And now you're moving back to England.
I heard they're going to list that place because it's like $600,000 a year to upkeep it.
I think that King Charles is probably paying for it.
No, he's not.
I do.
No, I think they have no more money. That's why
that's what I'm saying.
Back.
I think that Charles is paying for them to live in that house over there outside of London. I definitely think that.
So when they move back, yes or no, do you think there will be a photo of the four of them standing smiling together?
Well, because I think that the monarchy operates with all these different little boxes that they check. I think that at some point there will be a photo of them standing next to each other. Doesn't mean that they're going to like each other.
I'm going to double down and say nope.
No photo.
That photo never happens.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes open.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories that are trending right now, and Raven gets to select which one he wants to hear.
I have an awesome responsibility. I'll do my best, Planet Earth.
Okay. It's all powered by Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll and benefits tool built for small businesses. Learn more at gusto.com/radio. All right. You ready for your selection for today?
Let's go.
A bear broke into a lady's home and ate leftover KFC.
I mean, is that really a crime if you're a bear?
Number two, man sues for $10 million after being shot while breaking into a business.
Don't let me get started on the laws that protect situations like that. What's the third choice, please, and thank you?
A 40-minute dirt bike pursuit takes over L.A. streets.
Nice. I like that. Let's go.
Okay, so if you thought the O.J. White Bronco chase was historical, this guy said, like, get your popcorn, get ready. And it was old school, helicopters reporting live as it was happening.
I like that.
So this guy, he didn't yield at a traffic stop. So cops went after him, and he didn't stop.
As he now pulls into this gas station, he will be cornered here momentarily. He will not have much time to do anything, but he's got several seconds for them to catch up here. So as he looks around. He is trying to get gas.
Yep. So in the pursuit,
nice.
He stops at a gas station.
I mean, he's got enough time to fill up the tank, I guess.
He pulls down his mask to reveal his face,
okay.
To use his Apple ID to wallet so he could pay for the gas. But then he realizes it's taking too long, and he takes off.
Oh, pulled the pump. This is really getting crazy really quick.
He pulled the pump right out.
Yeah.
Took it with him.
He's crazy.
Now he's driving on the dirt bike with the gas pump.
Nice.
He is dialing buddies up like there's no tomorrow. I mean, I don't know who in the world he's calling. I mean, he's coming within inches of oncoming traffic.
He's calling people. He's on speakerphone the whole time. You can watch this, and he's just on his phone. And I'm like, how
do you have the concentration to be able to do this, to be talking to people? And who are you calling?
Obviously a superhero. We should just let him go, right, when they catch him because he's so talented.
And he carries on these conversations. This is at least the second time he is actually talking into the speakerphone like he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yep, just trying to figure out who it is, trying to talk to somebody. Like, do you think it's his mom? Do you think it's his girlfriend?
You know what?
Think he's calling his buddies?
I'm just going to point out this. If we're doing the critique thing, I mean, the helicopter reporter should be doing a better job. The play-by-play is not riveting. He seems like he's reaching.
Oh, I think he's wonderful.
Oh, he's on a speakerphone. Like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who gets that reference?
I do.
That didn't make any sense.
I got it.
What in the world? He got somebody to put gas in a gallon container for him.
Nice.
And leave it in the park. He just put gas in that bike. Somebody was able to drop gas off in the middle of the park.
First person that comes
to
mind.
That's your boys.
So the first person that comes to mind, that's your lifeline. You call them and say, listen, right now, get a gallon of gas. Put it in a gallon water bottle. Leave it in the middle of the park. I'm in the middle of a dirt bike pursuit. The cops are right behind me.
I'm going to go with Paul, Luke, or Steve. I feel like any one of them could get it done.
I could call Danielle. She'd have it done in a heartbeat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then you pull through the park on your dirt bike, and then you continue on when you're running.
That's exactly it.
This is unbelievable. On the road. Oh, we're running through here. Look at that. That is Imperial Highway at Figueroa. Another wild left turn there. He has 9 lives, this guy. It's unbelievable.
At one point, a gang of mini bikes also joined the chase with him riding side by side.
Nice.
But then it all must come to an end.
Oh. He appears to have dumped the bike. He is now running through private property and jumping fences on foot. Mm. He is now hiding in a trash bin. And that appears to be most likely his final hiding spot.
And that's where they got him, in the trash bin, which is very embarrassing.
This
after
is
all
how
that.
People used to want to go famous, though, right? Like, get viral. This was the original go viral thing.
Well, it's got like 200,000 views by the time it happens, like 6 minutes after it happened. So I think he did it.
Yeah, enjoy watching it.
Can you really blame Jenna Bush for spending $20?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, some people are easily influenced by social media. If you see your favorite celebrity talking about an item that they use, or maybe it's just like an influencer that you like, all of a sudden you see in the background they're using a certain makeup product, you buy it. You want to see if it works, if you're into it.
Plenty of people do, sure.
Absolutely. And I'm always surprised by how many of my friends do that, because I'm always like, aren't you smarter than fall for that marketing nonsense?
Right.
But for some reason, I kept seeing all these celebrities that I really like Jenna Bush. I think she's real cool. Like normal down-to-earth celebrities that I trust, right?
Okay.
Talking about these things called groons.
And these are real ads that they're talking about. These are not like, AI-generated stuff.
No, they come from like their accounts. They're, they're collaborators on it. Like I'm sure they're paying them a bazillion dollars to talk about these vitamins that are supposed to make you go to the bathroom.
So wait a minute. So that's what it is then. So it's, what is it? A capsule? What?
They're gummies. So they're superfood green gummies. And at first, when I saw the first ad, I was like, nope. Like, get out of here.
Okay, devil's advocate. Let me just ask the question here. Is constipation that much of an issue for all of America that we've got, big time celebrity endorsers of this?
As you know, not everybody is constipated.
Okay.
But
right.
The people, and how the internet knows who is constipated
and
who
isn't
is a magic beyond sorcery that I can understand.
Okay. So what you're doing, though, is you are, sharing the fact that apparently you have been at one point or another in your life.
More often than not.
Okay.
Okay, so when Jenna Bush is like, I need these gummies, they are good for gut health,
they
good
make
for
me
energy,
go to the bathroom.
They make me beautiful. I was like,
all right. How is that a correlation?
There's so many celebrities.
How is that a correlation?
Here.
Is they make you beautiful.
That's what it says right on the packaging right here that I have in my hand.
Let me see this.
And here's the thing. They all say how delicious they are. Raven, open up that package and take a bite.
Why would I take a bite? I'm not constipated at all.
Well, we're going to see how fast
least.
It works. Here's the thing. I always wonder, do any of these things actually
they
work?
They smell bad.
Take a bite. Take a bite of one. I've been taking them for the last 5 days. I paid $20 for 12 days of them.
I'm just going to eat it.
I want to tell you that
I'm just going to eat it.
They're not working for me.
Okay. I'll take a bite of one.
Just eat it. It's a gummy.
Jenna Bush said this is okay, right? She said this is safe?
Yeah.
I mean, you said yes.
Yes, she did. She convinced me.
All right.
Jenna Bush loves groons.
Oh, it's gross.
It's disgusting. They're absolutely yucky, but every day I force myself to eat it because Jenna Bush says it's going to make me go to the bathroom and pretty.
How long have you been doing this?
For 5 days.
Okay.
Don't eat all of them because then you're going to have an accident in your pants and we have to do the show. So it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Yeah. What was the last thing you were influenced to buy, Raven?
I don't typically go for that type of stuff. I would say that I'm influenced to buy like overpriced tickets or trips or stuff like that when I see a celebrity at a place or a location. I would think that that's probably the thing I'm most guilty of. And you know, by the way, I've been standing there before going, not worth it. I often question whether or not it's a real thing, whether or not it's something that, you know, was valid or whatever in the first place.
Sean White is one of the people behind these groans.
He owns it?
I think he's an investor. And maybe that explains why they get so many famous people that do it. First of all, can you text us at 1-800-330-9999 if you get these targeted ads too? Because I get them nonstop, but I wonder, like, is it just me that's getting these, or is other people getting it too? And actually,
see, now I'm going to question every rumble in my tummy.
Why are you eating
next,
the whole
like,
package?
Half hour or
those
whatever.
Things cost like $1.50 each.
I'm looking
it's
at
my
that.
Snack for later, even if they're disgusting.
That's bad choice.
Yeah. What was the last thing that you bought because you were influenced on social media? And more importantly, did it work? Did you like it? 1-800-330-9999. What was the last thing that you were influenced to buy by influencers on social media? I bought the Groons, you know, the green superfood, those gummies. I am so curious how many people get these targeted ads, or is it just me that the internet thinks is constipated?
I mean, your phone is always listening to you, so I think that if this is the case, you're probably talking about your bowel movements far too much.
Mm.
Good thing I'm here for America to take one as an experiment.
And how'd it go?
I mean, so far I feel fine, but it could go wrong at any moment.
Right. What was the last thing you were influenced to buy and did it work? 1-800-330-9999.
So I bought one of those backpacks that has like the vacuum suck thing where you can like pack up all your clothes in it. Mm-hmm. Where like they're basically like you could take your entire wardrobe and fit it in this little thing.
The luggage. And does it work?
No.
Oh.
I barely got my laptop in there. It cost me like $160.
Oh.
And the little vacuum thing, that didn't really work. Like,
yeah,
it was just
like
an absolute disaster.
Right, like space bags or something.
It's,
nobody wants to do that. That ain't going to work.
Space sucks it out. Takes all the air out.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Social media got you. Angelica, what was the last thing you were influenced to buy?
A walking pad that goes under your desk.
Yep.
Instead of the treadmill. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the flat just pad. Our boss has one of those. He said he was going to be doing it every day in his office. I've never seen it.
Two of our bosses have those. I have never seen them in use ever in my life.
I think it's fake.
One of our old producers, she bought one too. She was so excited and never even made it to the studio. She got it for Christmas. It never even made it here.
Wow. Do you like it? Are you using it?
Yeah, I love it. And it helps me focus more when I'm walking and working at the same time.
I mean, it's great if you're doing it. I have a friend who, she only allows herself to watch TV if she's on the walking pad.
Okay.
To me, I would just never watch TV again. I would just have to give up on Netflix and save money on streaming. Because I'd be like, nah, I'm not getting on that thing. Isaac, how about you? What were you influenced to buy, and do you recommend it?
The last thing I bought was toe socks. No, I do not recommend it because I wear a size 14, and they are for people with a size 9 to 12.
Going to get the socks that you want at the store, it's a pain. Half the time, you go to my Walmart, my Target, whatever, and it's like a disaster zone. It frustrates you with the human race. So I've taken to ordering them online. You'll order them one time and get a package and they're great. And the next time I'll order them and it's like compression socks for like a Smurf. It says they're still my same size, but I take them off later and my feet are purple.
Bigger question I have for David is, why do you buy toe socks? Do you feel like each of your toes need to be separated in their own blanket?
It's because I have the toe shoes.
Oh, you have the toe shoes. I thought you just went in those bareback. I thought that was the way that works. My grandfather-in-law has the toe shoes.
I'm just wiggling my toes now, thinking about the separation and how I think that would aggravate me. I just keep wiggling my toes right now, thinking about what if they couldn't touch each other. They belong together.
Yeah.
My toes belong together.
I'm here for the separation. I just, you know what? Oh. If I can be real, I just don't want your toes out or even in that toe sock foot contraption thing in my house. It weirds me out. But you know what? If I was climbing trees, I bet it would help. So
no,
there's that.
It would not help.
No?
You wouldn't have traction anymore. But do you recommend the toe socks?
I do. The shoes are made for you to have a natural motion of your steps and aligning your body. So I don't know. I got kind of used to that separation, like you said.
Do you walk to work through the forest, or do you, you know, primarily use hallways and stuff?
I take leaps and bounds.
Okay, right. You know what? Who am I to question it? This is a man that's skipping through his life, and he's enjoying himself. It's none of my business.
With toe socks.
That's the end of it.
If it makes you happy.
Right. His ex-wife, man. It's not about his brother.
No. Can you forgive your sibling when he's betrayed your family? Huge news, if you missed it, that was announced last night.
Now, in the past few minutes, the Daily Telegraph newspaper has reported that Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, plan to move back to the UK. This is quite a surprise, isn't it?
It is quite a surprise.
I mean, I don't think it is. Basically, they're going wherever they can get free rent, where they can go ahead and increase their brand. I mean, as sad as that sounds, I hate to sound like a hater, but
they
from the outside,
well
that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
well, that's what it looks like.
It's not going to be all easy for them.
Home outside of London. It won't be a royal residence of any kind. The move back to the UK won't change their status in any way. They will remain non-working members of the royal family.
For now, they can get William and Kate to forgive them. Remember, King Charles is sick. He has cancer. So there's a lot to say about them moving back to want to spend some time with him.
Yeah,
even though
they don't like them. Rich people don't go slumming the same way as the rest of us, right? So they're going back here. They won't be working royals per se, but they're still going to be living in an estate. So, I mean, come on.
Can you forgive your sibling after they've betrayed you? They wrote a book about you. They went on an Oprah documentary on Netflix about you.
Take any one of those things separately.
Yeah.
Right? And you probably could, especially with the royal family. But if you take all those things together and you take the fact that every time, every single opportunity they had an opportunity to make it nicer or to go at Olive Branch, they just doubled down on the royal family sucks and we're better than them.
I had a big fight with my brother once, and it was at my sister's wedding because my brother moved across the country and we were sad about it. And during my speech, I said, it's so nice to finally have a brother. And then I looked at my real brother and I said, oh, I forgot about you, because he had moved away.
Wow.
And my sister-in-law booed me at the wedding.
Yeah.
And then my mom made me apologize because it was very petty and mean. But I did. I apologized. But that was the biggest fight.
I
meant it as a joke. But I really didn't want them to move, and they moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did that in front of, like, what, 200 people, 300 people?
Correct.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was it was one of the most messed up things I ever did. I thought it was funny at the time. Now, in reflection, 10 years later, I realized not that funny.
No, not funny at all.
Yeah.
And not up to you to say. Wow.
And sometimes,
kind of a jerk thing to do. I didn't know that.
But with your siblings, it's different because, like, when you have fights with your brothers and sisters, it's like gloves off.
Yeah, no, it's ugly. I mean, my brother and sister are so much younger than me, so I didn't really have that. That wasn't an issue for me.
Mike, you did? You had an issue with siblings in your family?
So, allegedly, according to my dad, my grandpa's along the line got into a fight or a feud. So, our last name is Levecchi. It's Italian. It's L-I-V-E-C-C-H-E. So, they went separate ways, and the one brother changed the last letter of our name to an I from an E, so it's still pronounced the same. Because I have cousins. I was like, why is their name spelled different? And he said that was why. So, I just thought it made a good story, and it was really petty, you know?
Well, yeah. So, wait a minute. I mean, he legally changed it, or he just started telling everybody, this is how we do it? Because back in the day, I feel like he could do that.
Right.
Yeah, they legally changed it because our cousins have a gun shop, and they have the I at the end of the last name, and that's how it's on their sign.
Imagine being so mad at your brother that you're like, I don't even want the same last name as you. I'm going to change one letter, even though it'll still be pronounced the exact same way.
So the origins of this fight is feud.
I'm going to guess it had to do with a girl. That's what I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either love or money, right? That's always what it is.
The most ridiculous fight you got into with a neighbor. What was it about? A Florida man is accused of getting into a fight with his neighbor because he didn't clean up after his dog. And I think we've all had this issue at some point in our lives, right?
Sure.
So they're saying this guy's name is Trey DeColt, even grabbed the feces with his bare hands and he threw it at his neighbor. Here he is talking to the cops after he got arrested.
Yeah. I've complained about the dogs pushing in my yard. I said something to his old lady yesterday morning about it. She said she'd pick it up. 4 hours later, it was still there. I set it on the edge of the driver right there. I mean, he scratched my neck all up yesterday when he grabbed me.
I mean, they got into like a physical fight about it. I also don't trust people that say this.
I said something to his old lady yesterday morning about
old lady.
I hate that
call
term.
Somebody old lady.
Call them your old lady. Get out of here with that nonsense.
I mean,
I
if
like
you
it.
Were if you were like a biker. Like,
no
like,
thanks.
It's like
no,
how everybody I'm not, talks
nope,
about each other.
No.
Nope. You know what? Listen, I mean, when you've got a fight with your neighbor going on, it escalates quickly because you really feel like your whole life is under attack,
yep.
right? Like your property, your whole life, they're invading your thing. There's a saying, never go to somebody's house to fight them because you'd never know the animal that they will become when you come to their house. Things get out of line pretty quick.
The biggest argument, the dumbest argument I ever got in with my neighbor was that they would leave all their cigarette butts. Like we lived in a complex.
Yeah.
It was like condos, like side by side. And they would smoke right in front of our unit. And we had an end unit. And they would leave their cigarettes right in our little walkway. Why? Why are you flicking your cigarette butts in my walkway? Oh, it used to make me crazy. And then I would send my husband and we would pick him up.
You would send your husband out there to confront them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then
what would they say when you confronted them?
Oh, we're sorry.
Yeah,
what are you sorry about? Stop doing it. So we picked them up and then we would pick them up and we would leave them on their mat, like right in front of their doorway.
Yeah, that was adult.
No, 100%.
That was a good way to handle it.
The only way.
Right.
The only way. You know?
I had an argument with a neighbor. So I owned a condo. I owned a townhouse in a private neighborhood, and you had your own parking spaces. Like it was in front in a little fenced in area right in front of my house, and there was two spaces allotted asphalt wise but if you parked really close, you could put three cars in there. I had three cars, so I put three cars there. I received a nasty letter on my door that said, "We follow rules in this neighborhood."
Well, it's true.
You know, we don't like your kind, basically.
Yeah. Good. Right.
I was like, what? These are my cars. These are my parking spaces.
Chloe, you got into a dumb argument with your neighbor. What was it about?
I decided to paint my door fuchsia pink, and apparently that's not okay. And I don't understand how they get a say in what I paint my door. But, apparently, you know, the whole thing is like, oh, we are uniform here. We all look one way. We're cookie cutter and you should fall in line. And I was like, beat it, girl. This is my door.
Right. It's not an HOA, right? It's not like rules in a handbook or something like that.
No, it's just literally like a pristine kind of historical neighborhood, blah, 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 whatever. It's my house.
Get out of here.
I do what I want.
Get out of here with that nonsense. Don't tell me what color to paint my door.
Yeah. Blow bubbles.
You know
That's
what?
Right.
This happens all the time, though. It's often, right?
I bet it is.
Even if they're not like talking to you about it, you got that person that's talking to everybody else in the neighborhood about it. Can you believe? Like, mind your business, Karen. Go home.
Mind your business. Yeah. Kick rocks.
People get so worked up about like the color of your house, the color of your door. I went to Charleston. It was the first time I'd ever visited recently.
Yeah.
And all the houses are so historically beautiful, and they're all so incredibly different from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said fuchsia, I'm like, oh, I just saw a fuchsia door. Where did I see that? It was in Charleston. Like, there's something to be said for having some diversity and beauty in your neighborhood and being different from all the others.
Can we talk about bringing kick rocks back? Because I like that.
Kick rocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's tell people to kick rocks more often.
Yeah.
That's right.
The most ridiculous argument you ever got into with your neighbor. What was it? 1-800-330-9999. What was the dumbest argument you got into with your neighbor? A man in Florida has gone viral because he got into a fight with his neighbor because the dog pooped on the yard. And then...
I've complained about the dogs pooping in my yard.
Yep.
I said something to his old lady yesterday morning about it. She said she would pick it up. 4 hours later, it was still there. I set it on the edge of the driver right there. I mean, he scratched my neck all up yesterday when he grabbed me.
He said that the guy assaulted him, but he really picked up the feces with his bare hands and threw it at the house.
Well, listen, man. I mean, when that happens, right, things are going to escalate quickly. Ding, ding, round one. Let's go.
What was the dumb argument that you got into with your neighbor? Connie.
The neighbor that called the cops on us like every other month. She wasn't a neighbor. She lived downstairs from us. And she was very weird. And she called the cops on me because I parked too close to the car. Meanwhile, she weighed like 120 pounds, and I was a lot more than her. I got out of my car, no problem.
What did the cops say when they came?
They looked like, there's enough room here, I think. I go, no kidding. Then she called the cops because the kids were playing in the yard for like at 7 o'clock at night, you know, on a Friday. Really crazy.
You got to be careful with those. Sometimes they go from harmless to harmful really quick. I just watched one of those on one of those documentaries on Netflix, man.
Yep.
You know?
No, when you have one crazy neighbor, like, you know, they're all up in your business all the time. They're relentless. It's the worst when you have one of those. David, how about you? What's the dumbest reason you got into an argument with your neighbor?
They keep their Christmas lights up year round. and I'm tired of seeing him.
Oh, are you neighbors with Raven? Do you live next door to him?
Oh, that weird. Is not accurate.
Well, hi,
my
Raven's
lights are
neighbor.
Not on the house right now.
How long did it take you to take him down? Memorial Day weekend?
No, it was before this time.
No,
it was like Easter, right after Jesus' birthday.
Jesus' birthday is Christmas.
Right. Yeah. The resurrection.
Right. Resurrection.
It was right after that.
Yeah.
Right after the resurrection. I was celebrating the resurrection. And then right after that, I was like, he is risen. And then I was like, all right, we'll take these lights down.
Yeah. That would drive me crazy, too. We drive by this apartment building that they always have their windows open on the third floor. And every time I drive by, the Christmas tree is still up with the lights on. And I don't get it. Like, I guess it just brings you happiness. And I know you're not supposed to judge, so I'm trying not to be judgy. But I am a little bit. I'm like, what are you doing?
So the outdoor lights, I mean, mine go white or they go color or they go blinky. And everybody else has still got, you know, string lights all across their backyards. And people go, oh, it's so nice. It's like an enchanted garden. This is the same thing. It's just on my gutters.
It's different.
It's an enchanted gutter system.
No, it's not.
That's what it is.
Thank you. All right, Colin, how about you? Dumbest fight you got into with your neighbor?
So there's a guy that lives next door that I watch football with every Sunday, and we got into an argument over what is the best comic book movie of all time. I thought it was The Dark Knight. He thought it was Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. And we argued through the entire football game about it, and then he stormed out, and we didn't talk for 6 months. That's
Alan. So sometimes you get into dumb arguments like this, and you don't. It seems like you really cared, but like one person takes it way too seriously, and the other me, I could care less. Like, this is a dumb argument. Like, what do you? Who cares? Who cares what's the better movie?
I mean, well, you need to answer the question: which one is the better movie?
Neither. I've never watched either of them, and I'm good with that.
That's her. You've never watched The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger?
No.
The best work of his life?
No.
And then
how have I survived this long? How have I done it?
That's insulting, though. I mean, that's an incredible film.
Are we going to fight about it? Because I could care less.
Not going to fight about it. Yeah. I mean,
seems like you're getting upset.
The other thing is Infinity War seems like a superior film than Endgame to me, but that's just me.
I don't know. Why are you rolling your eyes?
That's my face. I can't control that if I'm doing it. I can't control it.
That's a dumb fight. You're right, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll see you in 6 months, pal.
It's one of those things that people get shamed for. You're always embarrassed. You're like, oh, I took a nap today. I'm going to go home and I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, nap shaming is for real. It's endemic. And everywhere you go, somebody's got something to say about it if you nap.
And now my Aura Ring telling me I'm not sleeping enough. And then I took a nap and told me I took too long of a nap. Joining us is Professor Sarah Mednick. She's a cognitive neuroscientist at the University of California. She is the author of The Hidden Power of the Downstate and Take a Nap, Change Your Life.
Oh,
I'm going to guess you're an advocate of napping.
Let's go, Doc.
Yeah, you can't win with the nap world, huh? It's like when you nap, you feel bad. When you nap, when you don't nap, you feel bad.
Mm. Yes.
You know what? I know, Doc, that Anna is going to want to get to what is the perfect time of a nap, because she has her own theories in this. And of course, you know, her Aura Ring has been scolding her. But I just need to know, is there any validity to the fact that if you do not get good sleep every day, let's say you're a 5 hour at night sleeper, is it healthy for you to take a 90-minute nap every afternoon or whatever it may be available to you?
You know, I think it's a complicated question, because are you a regular napper? If you've been taking naps your whole life and those naps really work for you and, you know, you're not tired during the day, you're not falling asleep behind the wheel or when you're sitting quietly reading, and those naps are the ones to get you through the day, then it's a perfect part of your circadian rhythm and it's great. If you've suddenly found yourself napping as you get older and you've never been a napper before, then you might want to start to think about, is there some underlying reason why I'm so sleepy?
Great, I'm dying.
Clearly.
I think that's the difference between sort of healthy napping and then pathological napping, where it's actually the sign of some underlying disorder that's making you tired.
We're talking with nap expert Sarah Mednick.
I could nap every single day. I mean, obviously, that doesn't always get to happen. I'm an adult and I have work and I have children, but I can close my eyes anywhere at any time and fall asleep without a problem.
Same.
And I know that for a lot of people, it's the opposite. They can't sleep. They can't nap. They can't do that.
Yeah, it's your superpower.
Right. I guess it really is, although I think people would argue it's not, including my Aura Ring. Sometimes I take a nap and it gets mad at me and it says, like, you took too long of a nap and now you're screwing up your system and all that. Is there such a thing as taking too long of a nap? And what is the perfect time to take a nap?
You know, we go through entire sleep cycles in 90 minutes. So the reason why you probably are oversleeping is that you've already gone through a full sleep cycle and now you're starting up another one. If you start to go deep into another sleep cycle, you could possibly be waking up in a deeper state of sleep that's actually quite difficult to wake up from.
I'm going to err on the side of caution, Anna, and sleep everywhere I can, whenever I can.
That's smart. Does it matter if you take your nap in the car or if on a couch? Like, does it matter where you sleep?
No, I just took a nap in my car on Monday. No, I think napping in the car is great. One of my favorite naps is I drive to the yoga place and I take like a 15-minute nap prior to the class. And then I'm completely ready for a whole second part of the day.
Mm. Okay. All right. Can you be addicted to naps?
Well, I think that the word addiction makes it sound really bad. I wouldn't call it something like an addiction. It's more like you have the ability to nap while other people don't.
One last question. Why do some people drool when they nap and others don't?
It's usually just the depth of your sleep. All the muscles relax and you really get into a state of atonia and then you start to drool. It's a good sign.
She said wear it as a badge of honor.
That's
and not
said.
A sign of regret.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if
yeah,
I subscribe to that. Everything else before that, Sarah, I bought into. That one I'm not sure I can sign off on, but thank you.
If you want to learn more about Sarah and her books and all about napping, you can head to her website, sarahmednick.com. Thank you so much. 12 pounds in 3 weeks. If Raven can lose that amount of weight before his son's wedding, he gets two of my PTO days. I feel safe with this bet because I know Raven and I know that he can't do it.
Well, listen, I'm down 4 pounds.
You are.
I got 8 pounds to go.
Yep.
The wedding is September 4th.
Right.
It's not a week. That's actually 2 weeks. I know it's crazy. It keeps fooling me too, mm-hmm. thinking that it's only a week. So I'm in less of a panic, but I have to say is that yesterday, I thought I'd be getting weighed tomorrow, not today. Yesterday, I went to happy hour in the neighborhood. I drank wine. I don't feel good today. I don't feel like my chances are good today to have a positive number.
But to lose that amount of weight in that short period of time, you need to be consistent.
Yeah. Well, a guy told me last night that I should steal Ozempic and use it. He was like, I was like, in 8 days? He's like, yeah, man, just inject it right in your neck.
I want to imagine
one of my new neighbors, Larry.
Breaking into every neighbor house.
Yeah.
Climbing in their window.
You got the GLP-1?
You just go into their refrigerator.
And then I take a shot right in my jugular.
You look right into their butter drawer and they're like, not here, next house.
But he says that to me while he looks down at the huge wine tumbler in my hand. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, but you ain't going to be able to drink. And I was like, okay.
All right.
Yep. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I mean, we'll find out what we're going to find out. I want you to know I selected the lightest clothing that I own
again
for today.
Again.
And I took my shoes off.
Again.
And I just went to go pee before this.
You don't need to tell everybody. That's disgusting, Raven. All right, hold on. Let me get the... Sorry, you're going to hear a lot of weird noise because we're going... Oh.
There you go.
Nice socks, Raven.
What's wrong with my socks?
Okay. All right.
They're socks.
All right.
What's wrong with them?
We've got the talking scale here.
Turn on. Wait a minute.
220.6.
Wait a minute.
You lost 2 more pounds. You lost
what?
2 more pounds. You lost 2 more pounds.
I'm afraid to step on it again. Let's...
Don't step on it again. Take it as a win. 220.6. Same thing. 220.6.
220.6 on that button.
Oh, good.
What? Right.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, guys. All right, here we go. What are you, some kind of...
Rain down your alkalades on me right now. Okay. All you naysayers and people that thought that I wouldn't have it. I would like to hear some praise right now. Is there any praise coming?
I'm proud of you. I think that you don't realize how much junk you eat.
Why is
it
still talking? Sophia's not even standing on it. She's just 4 feet from it, and it's just speaking on its own.
I mean, there could be a problem with the scale. We bought it on Amazon.
Hey, too late.
All right.
I mean, it gave us the same number twice. I don't think it's ever done that before.
No. So you're down 6 pounds. You're down 6 pounds.
I'm down 6 pounds with 2 weeks to go. Well, those PTO days are going to be mine.
Okay. Well, we will see. We will see. But for right now, I would say congratulations. You're doing well. I think it's going to get harder. We'll weigh you again on Monday.
I can't believe it. I thought it was going the other way today. I can't believe it.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you just have to decide who's right. The Couples Court is powered by Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll and benefits tool built for small businesses. Learn more at gusto.com/radio. Carol and Jackson. Carol, what's going on?
Okay, so my daughter, she's 15, and her boyfriend's a little bit older, and he just got his license. And she wants her boyfriend to drive her to school every morning. I don't have a problem with that because, frankly, the young man is a gentleman. He's a sweetheart. He's a little bit of a nerd, but I trust him. So I don't have a problem with it. And my husband seems to have an issue.
I mean, I could see that being problematic. Jackson, what's your side?
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid. He's still learning. He's young and mistakes happen. And I just don't want to put our daughter in that situation. I think that's fair.
I remember in high school, Anna, your friend gets their license and you are pumped, right? Because you're like, I am no longer taking the bus from now on. The rest of my high school career, from now until the time I get my license, I'm going to be riding with my friend. And when you get a boyfriend or girlfriend with a car and you don't have your license or a car, you immediately obviously expect to be in that car and want to be getting picked up every day. On the other hand, man, when I was 16, I couldn't drive. I thought I could, but I couldn't. I had plenty of accidents around that time. I think it's, you know, inherently, you're going to have a fender bender.
I think a lot of states have done a very good job of tightening up the driving laws. I think that, and I know, depending on where you are, the laws are different and all
right.
That. I could see the hesitation during the first year of somebody having their license where you don't want them getting in the car. Would I let it happen anyway? Probably.
Right, you know, right? Because you think about them with their friends, and you know them, and you like them, and they're crying, and he's going to get another girlfriend who can ride in his car.
Does she take the bus if he doesn't pick her up?
Yes, because I have to work, so I don't have time to take her.
Yeah, I could see. All right, so the boyfriend is a new driver, and he wants to pick her up in the morning and drive her to school. Do you let him do it?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's understandable. Every state has its own laws based on when you can drive and who you can drive with kids in the car and all that. But if your daughter said her boyfriend, who's a year older than her, really wants to drive her to school and he had just gotten his license, would you let them go?
This is an argument that's real, right? In people's households, they're having this conversation every single day when it comes to high school time, because this is a very common scenario that arises here. And you know what? Listen, it's one thing to say that I know what the rules are, I know what the law is. On the other hand, it's something else to just deal with a teenager 100%. That's in your ear every single day.
Absolutely.
And I think if you're being realistic,
yes.
you know, you can say that. And Carol and Jackson, that's where they find themselves. Carol says, you know what? I don't think it's a big deal. I rode with my boyfriend to high school. It wasn't the end of the world. Jackson says, terrible idea.
He's a new driver.
Right.
He's got to learn how to drive first before we put our baby in the car with him.
At least a year, he'd rather be more comfortable with that.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jim. I think I side with the husband. I think absolutely not. This is a new driver. He should focus on his driving. So if he's going to have a passenger car, in fact, his girlfriend, that's not going to work. So I think it's a really bad idea. So I don't even want to say too much. I think it's a terrible idea.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Your daughter has an older boyfriend at high school, and he has gotten his license and would like to drive her to school. He just got his license. You let him do it or not? And we know, state to state, all the laws vary, but it's up to you as a parent to make a decision on what you're going to do in this situation. Do you feel comfortable sending your daughter to school every day with a new driver?
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's the thing, is even though the rules are the rules, right? Like, I mean, nobody's supervising when they walk out of their house and get into the car. So, you know, you're going to be the one that's going to have the input there. And Carol and Jackson find themselves in a tricky spot because your daughter can be very persistent when it comes to wanting something.
Carol says it's okay, just let her do it. We were all that age once, let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, dad says, no. Hard no. Hard no on this. Nope. He's a new driver. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm personally on the mom's side. I am
just past my teenage years, and I know that might seem a little biased of me, but I honestly think that you should give the kid a chance till he proves something that is untrustworthy, especially if the kid's a good kid. Then I don't think that he would put his girlfriend in harm's way if he had the choice.
Hi, Megan. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
So I think I'm on the father's side, Jackson, but only because of two things. It sounded like, excuse me, the mother first said the daughter wanted the boyfriend to pick her up, and then at the end they said the boyfriend wanted to. So I don't know who's asking, but you're not supposed to be picking anybody up until you have had your license for a full year. So if he gets stopped, he's going to get in a lot more trouble. So I'm kind of on the dad's side for this one.
Bobby, what do you say? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on dad's side. I don't think that he needs to be driving the girl to school with him. God knows. What if they decide to ditch school and go off park somewhere? Or God only knows what could happen. It could just be a bad idea all the way around.
Kids do that anymore? Like it's 1977?
Go park.
Yeah, go park.
Thanks for the call. I don't know. Who knows, Bobby?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jackson, our audience agreed with you today. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. New driver. He's still learning how to drive. Maybe next year is a different conversation. But this year, while he's still figuring out all the things that he needs to know behind the wheel, your daughter is getting on the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just too dangerous, too risky at this stage. And he'll just, once he has more experience, sure, things change a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go because obviously, you know, going to school is not the only place he's going to be driving, right? So they're going to be asking to go out on Friday night, Saturday night too, or go to the movies or go to this or go to that. So, you know, I think this conversation comes up again, but obviously the voters, they got your back. They understand your position. Cheryl, be prepared to hear about this more.
Every day. It's even though you're
right,
saying
you're
can't go,
my life.
It's never going to end. It's exactly what Raven said.
That's like, okay.
Tonight, you know, you just got to stick by it or just give in like I eventually would.
One or the other, right? Yeah. Right? And don't torture
That's
yourself.
That's okay. If she misses the bus, dad's taking her.
Have
all right,
fun,
if you have
guys.
A problem too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,000 on the line today for Can't Beat Raven. Hey, Samil, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'd love to give you this money. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, man. Two G's. Here we go.
All right, Samil, Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close. When it does close, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one. Are you in a club, Samil? What's all that music in
no.
the background?
I have you guys' station on.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Number one, a list of movies that revived an actor's career includes Iron Man for Robert Downey Jr., The Whale for Brendan Fraser, and John Wick for what actor?
Keanu Reeves.
Number two, according to a report, the drivers of cars that have the slogan, "The Ultimate Driving Machine," are the worst drivers. What brand of car is that with the slogan, "The Ultimate Driving Machine"? Guess.
Subaru.
Number three, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving their family back to the UK to spend more time with King Charles. How many children do they have?
Three.
Number four, Post Malone and Christy Lee are engaged and their friends flew out to watch the engagement happen. What country superstar collaborated with Post Malone and I Had Some Help?
Jelly Roll.
Number five.
I don't know.
The Sims 4 is doing a fashion crossover with two iconic millennial era movies, Mean Girls and which other movie?
I don't know.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Samil only got one right.
Oh, not great. Let's see how I do. Maybe they're really tough. Here we go.
Number one, a list of movies that revived an actor's career includes Iron Man for Robert Downey Jr., mm-hmm. The Whale for Brendan Fraser,
sure,
and John Wick for what actor?
Keanu Reeves, of course. You'd have to also put John Travolta on there with Pulp Fiction. Huge.
Number two, according to a report, the drivers of cars that have the slogan, "The Ultimate Driving Machine," are the worst drivers on the road.
Yeah, it makes sense.
What brand of car is that?
BMW.
Number three, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving their family back to the UK to spend more time with King Charles.
Bye-bye.
Interesting, huh?
See ya.
How many children do they have?
Two.
That's right. Number four, Post Malone and Christy Lee are engaged, and their friends flew out to watch it happen.
Okay.
Which country superstar collaborated with Post Malone on I Had Some Help?
Morgan Wallen.
Right. They broke up last year. Nobody even knew they were back together.
Yeah, they broke up, and he was seeing somebody else, I thought.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Number five, The Sims 4 is doing a fashion crossover with two iconic millennial-era movies, Mean Girls and what's the other movie?
I'm going to just take a shot and say Clueless.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
Wait, I didn't even understand the question.
Right.
So, I am the best at this game.
Yes. Congratulations on all your great success.
I don't get anything for that. But, yeah. I mean, you get a T-shirt.
5-1 today, Sunil.
I'm Sunil, and I cannot beat Raven.
I still love the competitive nature of it. $2,100 tomorrow, Anna.
Do you even know what Sims 4 is?
Is it a video game?
Yeah, it's a video game.
All right. Woo! All right. Look at me go, though.